We're in the Keses HaSefer, Simen Yud Aleph, Seif Vav. Just a reminder that the Shiurim are an abridged version. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next Machzer, we will give Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis a fuller treatment. Says the Keses, Kosav Kel Me'elekim. Let's say a Sefer needed to write the word Elekim. So far he wrote the first two Oisias, he wrote Kel. Or he had to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he wrote Ka Me Hashem Havaya. He wrote the first two letters. Einai Nimchak. It's an Iser Mechika that's Chal on these letters. Kael and Ka are Shemus, Kevin Shehem Shemus B'makam Acher. Since they themselves are Shemus, so once you've written those two letters of a fuller shame, that's also going to be an Iser Mechika. Aval Im Kosav Shin Dalad Mishakai. Let's say a Sefer needed to write Shakai, and he wrote the Shin and the Dalet. Or Tzadik Beis Mitzvokos, he wrote the first two letters of the word Tzvokos. Nimchak, that you can erase, because those letters are not Shemos. V'lav Dafka Tzadik Beis, doesn't have to be the first two letters of Tzvokos. Ela Kol Shalai Nigmar Es Hashem, even if he wrote the first five letters, the first four letters, Tzadik Beis, Aleph and Vav, that's still going to be Motir B'Mechika, because that's not a shame. Azoy Zok Ritva, and the Masechta Seifrim indeed doesn't give the example of Tzadi Beis, it gives the example of Tzadi Beis Aleph. Now what about if he's writing Adnus, the shame Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? So, and he wrote so far V'Aleph Dalet, he wrote the first two letters. Or he was writing the word Ekya, and he wrote Aleph Hey Me Ekya, the first two letters of the shame Ekya. So that's a machlokes. Yesh Aimrim de Nimchak. There are some that say that you're allowed to erase it. V'yesh Aimrim de Einei Nimchak. And some say you're not allowed to erase it. V'yesh Lahachmir. Says the Keses, one should be machmir and not erase it. V'Hashem shekoisven v'sidurim, beiz yudin uvov al gabeyem, mutir limchok imhu l'tzarech gadol. We all know that in sidurim, instead of a shem Hashem, very often you'll find that there's two yuds with a little strichel on top. So that, he says, would be mutter to erase if there's a tzarech gadol. But if there's no tzarech gadol, then those two yuds should not be erased. The Lishka in Sifkot and Yud Aleph brings Reb Shlomo Kluger, who had a case where the sefer was supposed to write the word Elekim, and he wrote Yud K instead. And then, before he had a chance to write Vav K, he realized, Oyvei, I was supposed to write Elekim. So Reb Shlomo Kluger says that he should be able to erase it for two reasons. First of all, it was written betos. He meant to write Elekim, and he wrote Yud Kei. So since he only wrote it betos, it doesn't have any Kedusha. And number two, says Reb Shlomo Kluger, since it's not Mekoimai, so it's called Makdish Bali Mumin Lamizbeach. And Memela, since there's not supposed to be a Yud Kei over here, so it's as though he was Makdish Bali Mumin Lamizbeach, which we've discussed in the past. And Memela is not Chal de Kedusha, and it would be Mutter B'Mechika. Now, the Lishka says that this Reb Shlomo Kluger is obviously not correct. Number one, he says, because Makdish Bali Mumin Lamizbeach is only by a shame that's Choyl. You don't find Makdish Bali Mumin Lamizbeach by a shame Yud Kei. There's no such thing. And as far as the second Taina, the Keses discusses that it's Einai Muvan, what Reb Shlomo Kluger's second Taina is over there, and also the Eitzah that Reb Shlomo Kluger gives on how to fix that shame, the Kesa says, the Lishka says, is not an Eitzah. You can take a look in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, where he discusses this. In Sifkot and Yud Beis, the Kesa declares, what's the din if he wrote Yud Kei Vav? He was supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he wrote Yud Kei Vav. And now, for whatever reason, he wants to be Meichik the Vav. So is it mutter to be Meichik the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei if you haven't yet written the final Hey? So he says it's mistaver that it's Aser, even according to those who hold that Aleph Dalet of Adnus would be Mutter to erase. That's because there's no shame over there. We said that by Aleph Dalet of Adnus, there's a Machlaikis, right? That's what we just saw in Siv Zayin. So that, he says, is not necessarily going to be a Raya. I'm sorry, not in Siv Zayin. We just saw that in Sivov, right? So he says, even if you hold that Aleph Dalet of Adnus is mutter to erase, that doesn't mean that you can erase the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why? Because when you wrote Aleph Dalet, there's no shame there. But over here, he has a Yud and a Hey. So if you have a yud and a hey, so then that's a shame. And once you write the vav after it, it becomes kodesh, it becomes niskadesh, because it's following a yud and a hey, which are kodesh, as opposed to an aleph and a dalet, which is not a shame at all. And he says this would even be according to those that hold that you can erase a nitfal, because over here, it's much better than a nitfal. By a nitfal, eli keichem, so no matter how hard you try, you can't make the chaf and the mem part of the word eli kei, right? But over here, eli kei, but over here, the yud kei vav, the vav is mamish part of the shem Hashem. So it's much better than a nitfal, and memele would be aser b'mechika. And then the Kesis goes on to prove that the Ramami Panu would also hold that it's aser to erase the vav of Yudke Vavke. And then he brings that Rav Shlomo Kluger is Mekel, but he points out that the Ritva and the Radvaz are Machmir. So Mela, Rav Shlomo Kluger is outnumbered, and Avada says the Kesis, Lahalocha Lamaisa, it would be aser to erase the vav of Yudke Vavke. It's worth pointing out that there's a tshuva in the Beis Shlomo where he wants to be Mekel on this Shaila, but again, Al Kolponim, Lin Yonenu, the Lishkas HaSeifer is Machmir, and he says that it's aser to erase the vav of Yudke Vavke. We're in Simen Yud Aleph. We're up to the Lishkas HaSeifer Sifkot and Yud Gimel. This is just a reminder that these Shiurim are a short version of these halachas. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next machzer, will give a fuller treatment of Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. So we saw in Si'if Vav that the Kesis HaSeifer had said that if one wrote the Shem Kael of Elikim, the first two letters of Elikim, the Aleph and the Lamed, or the Yud and the Hey of the Shem Havaya, that would be Oser B'mechika. So the Kesis just points out that the Isser to erase the Yud Kei of Havaya and the Isser to erase the Aleph Lamed of Elikim is an Isser de Eraisa. And he says that it seems as much from the Rambam, the Hagois Maimini, and the Ramami Panu. So that would be an Isser de Eraisa. Says the Kesis HaSeifer, Si'if Zayin, Oisiyos Hanitfolos LaHashemos, letters which are added on to the Shem Hashem, Lifnehem, Kigoin Lamid Min LaHashem, Chof Min KaHashem. In other words, you have the Shem Yudke Vavke, and very often you'll find that aside for the Yudke Vavke, it's not just Hashem, it's La Hashem or Ka Hashem. So the letters Lamed or Chaf before the Shem Hashem, Mutter Limchaik Oisan, it's Mutter to erase those letters. Aval Ha'oisiyas Hanetfolos La'achareihen, but letters which are extra after the Shem Hashem, Kagain Chaf Shel Eloikecha, when you have the Shem Eloikei, so after it is a Chaf Eloikecha, so the chaf is an addition onto the shem. It's called a nitfal. The chaf mem shel elekechem, or the nitfal of chaf mem in the word elekechem, asurim limochek. Those are also to erase. So again, the lamed before the shem, la hashem, that's mutter to erase. But the chaf mem or the chaf of elekechem or any other similar such nitfalim would be aser b'mechika. Why? Mipnei shekvar kidsham hashem. Because the letters that follow the shame become kodesh because of the shame. In other words, the shame is already kodesh, and these letters are following the shame, so they are also kodesh, as opposed to the letters which are before the shame, which are not kodesh. Va'afilu am enam shayachim b'makim hazeh. Now, even if one wrote a nitfal which didn't belong there, kegayin shahayat tzarech lichtayv elekim, he was supposed to write elekim, which is a full shame without any nitfalim before or after. V'kosav elekecha, and accidentally, instead of writing elekim, he wrote elekecha. So now you have an endachav that's a nitfal where it doesn't belong there. Aisha hayat sarach lichtoiv elekehem. He was supposed to write elekehem. V'kosav elekechem. So again, you have a nitfal that's there that doesn't belong there. Af shekan ein lehem shaychas lehashem, even though they don't belong there. Mikol mokim kevan shebemokim acher yesh lehem shaychis lehashem kidsham hashem v'asurim limochik. Since they are occasionally part of shemis, so even though in this particular case they're not supposed to be there, nevertheless they have kedusha and it's also to erase them. That's what you'll find in the Avodas HaGershuni and the Noida B'Yehuda. Aval im hitfil ois she'ein loy b'shum makim shaychis la'Hashem. But if you added in a letter, which nowhere in Tanakh do you find that this letter has anything to do with Hashem Hashem. Kegon she'hitfil kuf. There's nowhere where you have a nitfal of a kuf. Oy pei u'kadoyme. Loy mikri nitfal la'Hashem. V'nimchak. Anything which is never found as a nitfal, so there's no such thing as it becoming kodesh as because it's a nitfal. You only find such a concept by letters which are sometimes there as a nitfal. In Sif Katan Yudalid, the Lishkas HaSeifer says that a nitfal lefonov can be erased even if it was written after the shem. In other words, let's say you had to write La Hashem. So first you wrote the Yudke Vavke, and then you wrote the Lamed. So I would think that maybe over there it would be mutter to erase the Lamed. It would be usser to erase the Lamed, just like you find the Nitfal after the Shem. We said it has Kedusha because it's written after the Shem. So maybe if you wrote the Nitfal Afonov after the Shem, that would also have Kedusha, says the Kesis. No, it's always going to be mutter b'mechika. In Sifkat and Tezvav, the Lishka says that the Haskamas HaAchreinim is that mechika of a nitfal is an issur derabbanan. And he says that to be meichik a nitfal that was made with chak teichis would also be an issur derabbanan. Just like the mechika of a regular shem written with chak teichis would be an issur deraisa. Just like we said that by regular shemis, there's an issur deraisa to erase a regular shem, even if it's written with chak teichis. So too, a nitfal, which is written with chak teichis, just like a regular nitfal is an issur derabbanan, so a nitfal written with chak teichis is also going to be an issur derabbanan. There's no difference. Then he brings that the Sefer Anya Deyoina clears what's the din of a nitfal which remains after the shame is erased. And let's say you have the word elekechem, and the elek got erased, but the chem is still there. So is it mutter to erase because the shame is gone? And since it's only kodesh because of the shame, so once the shame is gone, maybe it's mutter to erase. So he's noted to say that indeed, once the shame is gone, the kedusha is gone. And he bases this on a gemara in Masechtas Shabbos.